Hi, my name is Trayvon. I'm going to tell you about my neighborhood. When you walk down the block in my neighborhood, you hear the laughter from kids that play tag and jump rope in the street. You hear the sound of old men chattering about the good old days while playing dominoes. You hear your mom yelling for you to come in at night to eat dinner. You see fathers teaching their son how to throw a football for the first time. Or you see older people walking around taking a stroll with their dog. You see mothers carrying groceries inside from their cars. You smell the scent of fresh cooked ribs as it just came off the grill. My neighborhood is filled with people, some young, some old. My neighborhood is filled with action and sounds. It's filled with good times and funny moments. I love my neighborhood.
Hi, my name is Francie, and I'm going to tell you about my neighborhood. As I'm walking out the door, a gust of warm Houston air hits me, and I embrace the impact. I refocus my blinded eyes to see past the blazing afternoon sun. I can barely make out the shapes of the rough, bark-textured trees hovering over my tiny body. The never-ending sky expands as the clouds are slowly painted in. I take another step, and the squirrels scurry away from me, as if I had broken the barrier separating us. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a dragon-like lizard sunbathing on the blazing concrete. I take a few steps forward, and I lean in to smell the delicate yellow flowers, but I jump back hesitantly, and the bee carelessly flies off. Music starts filling my ears, but I'm not sure where it's coming from. Soft, loud, louder, soft again. The ice cream truck zooms past my street. I want to chase it, but the voice in my head says there's no use. My neighbor's dog runs freely off the leash, and I wave. Suddenly, the clouds are erased, and I feel the sun beaming on my shoulders. I feel relaxed. I step onto the empty road and start walking down the end of the street.
Hi, my name's Clarissa, and I'm taking you into my small world. My neighborhood is my sanctuary, my sweet escape, and my magic kingdom. It's full of fairy tales, and I'm Rapunzel, stuck in my tower, seeing only bits and pieces of this glorious world. It's laid out, and I'm sitting out on my balcony. I can hear the bass drop low next door at the Stoner's house. The vibrations are shaking the whole house. I assume they are partying hard tonight. Nothing out of the ordinary. A young man stumbles out of their front door, a cloud of smoke trailing on along behind him. I get sick of thinking how messed up they are, so I turn to the other side of my house facing the Oxygen family's house. They always are hooked up to oxygen tanks because they are scared of polluted air and running out of air. Two houses down, the restaurant house is booming with late-night munchers. Many people have different personalities, and I'm glad to say that my neighborhood shows me a little hint of them.
Gazing outside of my faded, dusty window, I spotted an oddity through the mist. Not the bleak shadow of a rainbow that speckled the gray sky after the morning showers. Not the flocks of pigeons bending down to feed. I only noticed the beautiful yet strange bird waiting in the ditch. Its legs were the most prominent feature. They stood boldly in the water like stilts, extremely tall stilts. The bird's feathers were silky white, completely immune to the dingy rainwater. They seemed to glow like a beacon on a rocky beach. The creature's face was even more interesting than its coat. Its eyes shone like oily pearls hiding an oyster. They focused straight ahead, unfazed by the darting pigeons and squirrels. Its beak stood, pointed like a knife. It curved down to a fine point. As I watched, fascinated, it opened its mouth, shrieked, and floated away into the cold sky.
Hi, my name is Shout, and I'm here to give you a tour of my room. I start at the door. I open it, and I don't know what to expect. My sister taking my stuff again. My mom looking for clothes to wash. My grandmother just here to say hi. I release the tension by changing my clothes. Being in my uniform makes me feel like I'm still at school. And I hate that. And put my boring old clothes away. I then do my homework on my messy, dirty, unorganized desk. I can barely even work on that thing. At this time also, my alarm clock goes haywire and greets me with this loud buzzing noise that seems to make my ears ring. Time to fix the clock again. Then I go to my bookshelf to grab my journal and write about my floor. Yeah, my floor. It has a bunch of junk on it, but I write about it anyway. I can always find something to write about it. Even if it is my dirty clothes I forget to put away. Then I go to my bed and pray that tomorrow will be better than yesterday.
My name is Zoe, and I'll be reading The Blue House. The school bell rings. I quickly stuff my belongings into my locker and head home. It's more like an adventure than a simple walk. I cross the busy street, Westheimer, and continue down Woodhead. As soon as I put those earbuds in, my life is automatically a music video. People pass me by, probably thinking I'm crazy, but I'm having too much fun to care. I turn left on Fairview and pass the Tay House of Tea. I smell the aroma of cinnamon and ginger concoctions. Mmm, smells good, I think to myself. I hear the rhythmic sounds of my consistent footsteps hitting the concrete. Eventually, I start to pass the big white house, which inhabits a very awkward individual. He sees me, and a genuine grin spreads across his face. He's actually really nice, but he's socially awkward. I smile back politely and keep walking forward. I reach the intersection at Driscoll Street and turn right. Since I absolutely despise the front door, I decide to just go back. I pass the shed I once hid in because I was angry at my mother. She didn't find me for hours. I keep walking. I see the cat that once attacked me. It belonged to a cat lady behind us, and ever since then, it sneaks through the hole and watches me enter my home. I quickly walk towards the stairs. I look up the wooden, shaky steps. I once fell down them and twisted my ankle. I carefully walk up the shaky steps, and as soon as I'm at the door, I stick my key in and turn it counterclockwise. I'm inside the blue house.
Hi, my name is John, and I will talk about my neighborhood. The squeaky old gates widened as I walked through the entrance of the townhouse. The old guard looked up from his little world of dusty packages that have never been picked up and wrinkled sheets of paper, gave a faint smile, and waved. As I waved back, I ran toward the pool. The pool's water was murky, like a goldfish bowl that lacked maintenance and smelled like burned plastic. I remembered a toad that was swimming in the chlorine-tainted waters. I named him Golden Eye because his eyes were like miniature nuggets of gold. I remembered that I had mistaken it for a piece of wood and slowly approached it. What a big surprise I had received. It chucked water at me, swam underwater, and disappeared in the pool filter. Then, I left the pool and ran toward a parking space that once beheld the video game car. One day, it had backfired and it blurted out noise that sounded like someone playing an intense video game. Shoom, vroom, wee, wee, doo. After gazing at the parking space for a while, I ran toward the sidewalk behind the house. I remember the little kid that imitated Power Rangers a year ago. He was preparing his little routine for Halloween. He was screaming and was hacking bushes in such a comical manner that I couldn't stop laughing for days. I walked down the sidewalk for a bit, then climbed over the fence on my backyard. Whoops! I landed on an egg. As I stared at the fractured pieces, I remembered a pair of pigeons that roosted on top of the fence. When they laid an egg the next day, my brother cheered in excitement. However, their cheer died when the egg fell off the fence and shattered like glass. I stared for another second, then opened the glass doors of my home. I felt a breeze as the glass panel shifted. Then, I entered my home.
Hello, this is Alex, and I'm going to talk about a loco chihuahua. You scurry at the speed of lightning and hope in vain that the vicious loco chihuahua doesn't snarl at you like a malicious lion. If you happen to hear his snarl, it will go through your soul and eat any blissfulness that you've ever experienced. Not even an obdurate muzzle can tame this beast's snarl. If you're on the way to Chuck E. Cheese, it is best if you find a detour. Your children will scream and cry. They'll be scarred for life and will never forget that evil snarl. Every time I'm walking home, I try to avoid him, but his owner, El Diablo, is always on the front porch and he says hi to me. With that simple word, Loco Chihuahua starts barking like his life depended on it. It takes a while, but eventually you get used to his terrifying snarl. Eventually you don't notice it. Just don't think you could come into the neighborhood and ignore him right away. It takes practice and ninja-like skills.
Hi, my name is Leo, And the title of my story is Vacancy at C206. After spending 3 hours at Target, I came back to my house on the dark night sky at around 9 p.m. to find some policemen around my house. They were interrogating my neighbors. I was only 9 years old, so I was a bit astonished. "Leo, get inside!" yelled my father. I ran as fast as I could, because to be honest, I had always been afraid of my father. His biceps were bigger than my head. He had broad shoulders and was 6'4". His voice was so deep, it was as powerful as the mountains. As I was in the house, I looked through the window, and I only saw my neighbor getting arrested. I thought to myself, how does Mrs. Jacobson feel about her husband being arrested? My parents came into the house, so I tried to act casual. "Why don't we go to the movies?" my mother suggested. Keep in mind, I was only 9 years old. Instantly, I was ecstatic. There were so many new summer movies. I was as giddy as a schoolboy. The next day, I was still wondering about Mrs. Jacobson. "Hey, Dad, where's Mrs. Jacobson?" I inquired. He told me she was on a paid vacation, so I went about my day. As I was watching CSI, I saw a body-sized bag in the show. They said it contained her body. I thought to myself, I saw the same kind of bag leaving the Jacobson's house. I went up to my mother and said, "Is Mrs. Jacobson dead?" And the next thing I knew, we were at her funeral. Her death was a damaging ordeal to all of us.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm gonna ride through this setting of my neighborhood. I close the door behind me and lock it. I walk down to the shop and grabbed my blue bike. I had my iPod set and my helmet on. I open the huge fence in front of my house, made a loud squeak, and I start at a right. I take a quick left, careful to dodge the huge pothole that threatens to injure passers. There is construction going on in Patterson. I swerve around the huge machines that block out my music and then reach the other side. I go down the average neighborhood of boring, bleak, beige townhomes. I turn left. I take a right after and see a new sidewalk construction going on. I slowly go through around the still cement truck waiting around for invisible cars. I go past the house with the three black dogs that just love to bark their heads off at me. I ignore them and just keep riding on. I know where I am as soon as I grab the aroma of white jasmines. There is a fence lined with jasmines that have grown all over the fence. The smell gets stronger and as I go in front. I keep going past it all, past the dead end street, past the apartments, and past the weird house with the chickens. Then I finally reach the turn. I take the left turn that takes me to the place that always clears my head. I ride towards my park bench and I ease my bike to a steady stop and sat down on the bench. The dogs race past me and the owners chase them. The joggers and the bikers ride by, but I stick my headphones in and forget the world while I listen to Bob Marley.
Hello, my name is Aiden. I'm going to tell you about my neighborhood. I step out my door with my dog in tow. Hundreds of cats turn to look at us as we walk by. Walking along under the trees, the houses of herons sway above me. As I walk on, I seem to shrink compared to the houses that surround me. The shouts of children, magnified by 100, blast in my ears as I walk past. I walk on into my house, where the craziness of my neighborhood is dulled and ignorable.
Hi, I'm Stacy, and this is the journey of my neighborhood. As you drive across the rickety bridge, you look down to see crystal blue waters with fish swimming and turtles baying, a home for many curious animals. As you go down the street, you reach the third to the last house. As you pass by, you see the past playing out. You see Thomas riding his bike up the driveway, saying hi to you for the first time, taking in each moment. I say a quiet hi and look up to see shining brown eyes looking down, and this is the first time I met Thomas. As the vision goes away, a new one comes to light. You pass by the next house, and you can see the neighbors out on their bench, and then before you know it, you're at my house, where I grew up and where I've made all my memories. As you take in the house, you see green grass and blossoming flowers. All of this is my neighborhood, one that cannot be replaced.